On one side of 47th Street, not far from where I live, is Johnson County. On the other side is Wyandotte County, and that relatively thin strip of concrete also separates two different worlds when it comes to the health of its citizens. You can probably guess which side is more highly rated. This morning, we'll talk about the WICO-JOCO health gap and what it means. With us this morning, Brian McKiernan is a commissioner for the Unified Government of Wyandotte County. Brian, always good to have you here. Welcome back.
Thank you.
James Yorkie is Deputy Director for the Johnson County Department of Health and Environment. James, good morning to you.
Thank you.
Alex Smith is a health reporter for KCUR, a partner in the Heartland Health Monitor. He just completed a series of stories on this very issue. And Alex, welcome back to you.
Yeah, thanks. Good to be here.
Well, Alex, as I said, you just did these stories. Let's speak in some very broad terms here. What are the differences between the two counties, you know, when it comes to health? I think many people have an idea here, but I think there might also be some misperceptions.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think generally people do understand that there are differences, but they don't necessarily realize how dramatic they are. I mean, when you look at health measures like chronic disease, obesity, and physical activity, Johnson County is in the top 10%. I mean, it's one of the healthiest counties in the country. Wyandotte County, on the other end, is in the bottom 10%. And, I mean, typically you'll see these lower-performing counties in clusters, you know, in parts of the South or in rural areas. But to have this one urban county in a place that's otherwise relatively healthy, it really stands out. I mean, this is not something you see. I mean, in New York, Chicago, or Houston, I mean, there are disparities, but this dramatic, I mean, you really don't see in other places.
You know, but James Yorkie, your Johnson County is not without its challenges. In fact, some outcomes suggest that things are headed even in the wrong direction in Johnson County.
There is some truth to that. We are experiencing demographic changes now. We have an increasing number of people who are living in poverty. And we have a growing elderly population. We also have a growing number of minority youth. And those groups typically experience health inequities. So, yes, things are changing.
And so what categories are you seeing some drop off?
Well, we are having for the most part, things are going okay. We do have a little bit of increase in cancer deaths, for example, in Johnson County. Deaths from heart disease are going down. So it is kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah, and one challenge I came across that Alex reported about might be interpreted by some as a symptom of excess, and that's substance abuse. How big of a problem do you have on that front?
Well, I think Alex has reported on that. There is quite an issue with that. And that's something that, you know, that's really one of our strategic priorities in terms of addressing community health problems.
Yeah. Brian McKiernan from Wyandotte County, you know, WICO's big health campaign has been going on for a few years now. How successful has it been? What's not been addressed yet?
Well, I think that it's been very successful so far in a couple of areas and not so in a couple of others. So Healthy Communities Wyandotte, started by Mayor Reardon, continued by Mayor Holland, in response to our last place ranking in the state in terms of the health rankings, in areas like uninsured, making great progress. Healthy Communities has helped to sign people up for health insurance. In terms of adult smoking, one of the big drivers of our poor score in Wyandotte County, Tobacco 21. We just had the ordinance passed raising the age for tobacco sales to 21.
Right.
But in some other areas, and actually the biggest two drivers of our last place score in Wyandotte County are children in poverty and unemployment. And in those two areas, in employment, we're kind of hanging steady with the rest of the state. And unfortunately, over the last few years, our children in poverty number has continued to creep very slightly up every year. So on one front, making progress. On another, progress yet to be made.
You know, people think of Wyandotte County these days, though, and I think Governor Brownback has referred to it as, and your mayor, Holland, has, as something of the economic driver of Kansas. How can unemployment not be dropping at a time when the county is going gangbusters, Brian?
Well, it is dropping, but the way that the rankings are constructed is every county is compared to every other county on every measure. So relative to the average county in Kansas, we have a higher rate of unemployment. Mm-hmm. We're still dropping along with the state, but compared to the average, we're worse and continue to be worse.
Yeah.
And same thing in terms of poverty. Compared to the average county in Kansas, we have a much higher rate of poverty, and we continue to have it.
I'm going to go back a little ways here. When the county found out that it ranked last in the state of Kansas when it came to health rankings. How did that news hit you? How did that news hit the leadership of the unified government of Wyandotte County?
It hit really hard. And as a matter of fact, if you talk to the folks from the Kansas Health Institute, they said that they were called to Mayor Reardon's office, and he raised heck with them about, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is, and it was very disturbing because I think superficially you would think, okay, we have progress we can make, but we're doing okay.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we're 101st of 101 counties, and we realize that at least in some areas, we have a lot of progress that we need to continue to make.
You know, there's been this widely, as I mentioned, this publicized economic renaissance in your county. Most people know about it, Brian, but one line from one of Alex's reports really stood out to me. Alex said the county-by-county rankings, he wrote this, revealed a health crisis so severe in Wyandotte County that the county's rebirth suddenly appeared to be more of a mirage. Does that make sense?
It does and it doesn't. I think you have to say that without that rebirth, without that economic engine that we have out in the West,
yeah,
we would be even worse off than we are. So it has helped stabilize us. Now we have to capitalize on it and use it as the means for growing.
You know, even Mayor Holland, and he's a pretty optimistic guy, he said he was discouraged by that ranking.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no way you can't be discouraged when you realize that compared to the other counties in our state, that we have such a gap that we need to make up, at least in several very important areas.
You know, one other line from Alex's story I wanted to ask you about, Brian. He wrote this, the loss of productivity due to poor health and the cost to the county of treating large numbers of residents beset with chronic disease held out the prospect of hobbling economic growth indefinitely. Pretty serious.
I'd have to agree with that, because one of the things, when I found out that unemployment was the number two driver of our last place ranking in the state of Kansas, I went to the president of the Economic Development Council and I said, wait a minute, if unemployment is such a big driver, why aren't you a part of Healthy Communities Wyandotte? And he said, gosh, I don't know. But he said, let me tell you something. I have hundreds of jobs available today that I can't fill. And so we've started to work backwards from that in terms of what are the factors that are getting in the way of filling available jobs in Wyandotte County at the same time we try to grow more jobs in Wyandotte County.
And we're talking about unemployment as it's tied to health outcomes, Alex. Why? What's the correlation there?
Well, I think that, I mean, economics plays a huge part
role
in health. Yeah. And, I mean, you know, as much as genetics, I mean, these two things typically track together. But it also goes the other way. I mean, just how healthy a community is, I mean, that really determines how productive they can be. Also, you know, just sort of what sort of burden that the county is going to face just as far as dealing with people and trying to keep them healthy and well and, and you know, just really determining – you know, just what the community's ability will be to determine its future.
You know, we're sitting here talking about the challenges that face Wyandotte County, Brian. How has the county responded? Because some numbers suggest some positive developments here.
Absolutely. I think there are positive developments. There's positive developments in terms of employment, in terms of smoking, in terms of insurance, in terms of a lot of factors. We've made a lot of positive developments. Healthy Communities Wyandotte is a very broad community coalition that brings together a lot of partners from a lot of different aspects of the community. And they're working really hard to get this multidisciplinary approach. There are just a couple of areas, especially in the socioeconomic realm, where we have challenges that we have not yet overcome.
And the goal, if I've heard the mayor correctly, is something of an incremental approach here. You don't expect a panacea, a magic bullet to cure all that ails Wyandotte County, but an incremental approach might be a more realistic way to think about all this.
Absolutely, it will be. We're going to have to pick the top drivers of our poor score. We're going to have to start picking them off slowly but surely, incremental change in each.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the only way. And that's how I really got into this whole health rankings, was as I sat and listened again that we're last in the state in 2015, I start to think the professor in me comes out and I say, wait a minute, if you want a kid to beat a test, you teach to the test. If we want to raise our ranking, then shouldn't we find the factors that are the biggest contributors to our low rank and really focus on those? And that's how I came up with children in poverty and unemployment
yeah.
as the huge drivers of our, at least of our poor score.
Yeah. James, let's flip back to Johnson County here and tell me again, what are some of the biggest problems that you're focusing on these days as you look at the challenges facing your county?
Sure. Well, you know, the biggest thing is that our population living in poverty is growing substantially.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2000, we had about 15,000 people living in poverty. Today, that number is about 37,000. And so, and that's, you know, probably for most people, it's hard to imagine because Johnson County traditionally has been thought of as a very
affluent county. It's never had that image before, but it's changing before our eyes, isn't
it? That's right.
Yeah.
And so, and of those 37,000 people living in poverty, 12,000 are children under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the problem is more distributed across the county. It's not as easy to see, where in Wyandotte County, it's more concentrated poverty.
How does that change the challenge that faces you?
It makes it harder to identify the folks that we need to help.
Because they're scattered everywhere.
They're scattered everywhere. And that kind of, the poverty that you see in Johnson County is really in many ways hidden. I mean, you may see a McMansion that looks really nice from the outside, but the people living inside it have no furniture.
Yeah.
That kind of thing happens.
Brian?
Well, one of the things, as I looked at the data, and I looked at Johnson County's data versus Wyandotte County's data in terms of the health rankings, and the third most powerful factor pulling Johnson County's number one score down is income inequality. And I think that speaks to what he just talked about in terms of the growing poverty, at least in some parts of the county.
You know, it's so interesting. Again, one of the issues that Alex raised in his very good reports here is this whole notion of, is it really possible to fix a county's health without first fixing its economy? I thought it was just a great point. And what do you make of that, Brian?
You know, based on the fact that poverty and unemployment are our top two driving factors of our poor score, it seems like you truly cannot do one without the other.
Yeah.
And I've come to appreciate much more strongly how the financial and physical health of the county are intimately tied together, and it's hard to separate them out.
James Yorkey with Johnson County, what do you make of that notion that you fix the economy, you begin to improve health care?
Well, that's certainly a key part of it. I mean, if people are employed, they're more likely to experience good health. In Johnson County, you know, employment isn't really as much of a problem. We do need to have I think better access to employment. One of the big issues for us is transportation.
Yeah.
You know, because we have jobs, but can people get to them? Can people who are at the lower end of the economic spectrum?
Is that improving? Is that changing?
Well, slowly, but you know, I mean, you've followed this over the years.
Yes.
It's been a very, very slow path.
Yeah, too slow.
Yeah.
Perhaps. If you're just joining us this morning, you're listening to Up to Date, and we're talking about health disparities between two counties that share a common border, Johnson County and Wyandotte County, obviously both on the Kansas side of the state line. Residents of Wyco and Joco, what are you experiencing when it comes to health services and issues? What do you want to see? 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Again, 816-235-2888, or tweet us at KCUR Up to Date. Alex Smith, how does Medicaid expansion fit into this puzzle that we're talking about here today? How much would Medicaid expansion begin to improve the health disparities between these counties that we're talking about here?
Well, just about everyone who I have talked with, health experts, doctors say that expanding Medicaid would be by far the single most important thing that would improve health. I mean, the state of Kansas has forfeited more than $800 million of federal funds in the last 2 years, and that's money that mostly would have gone to providing health care to low-income people.
And pretty soon you say a million here and a million there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money, right?
You know, more than $800 million.
Yeah.
However, I mean, the studies have shown that even if Medicaid were expanded, I mean, that wouldn't solve all the problems. I mean, in Wyandotte County, there would still be around 13% of people who wouldn't have insurance. In Johnson County, it would be around 6 or 7%.
Because they make too much money to qualify for Obamacare, if I understand correctly?
Or, you know, they just might not access what's offered, or, I mean, there could be a lot of, you know, just individual reasons why a person wouldn't do that.
James Yorkey, if you could wave a magic wand, would you expand Medicaid?
Well, it would certainly
given
help.
Given what you do for a living?
It would certainly help public health in Johnson County.
Are you holding your breath? Are the good lawmakers in Topeka going to expand Medicaid this year?
Well, you know, I attended a forum at Johnson County Community College back on January 6th, I believe it was, and there was a lot of discussion. We had a number of state legislators there and also a number of folks from the business community. And what was most compelling to me is that business leaders in our community really seem to want this.
Yeah.
And I think you have to have the private sector pushing for it and pushing the legislature into some action.
And I've written about this, but despite that optimism and that need that was expressed at that meeting, do you think the lawmakers in Topeka are going to expand Medicaid? Because I don't.
Well, I think this year that's probably unlikely.
Might be down the road
next year, maybe.
Brian McKiernan from WICO, are you holding your breath over a Medicaid expansion?
No, I'm not holding my breath at all on that.
Okay. Let's go back to some calls here. 816-235-2888 is our phone number. Health disparities between WICO and JOCO is our topic here today. Let's go to Mark from Kansas City, Missouri. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
As I drive around the city, I see a whole bunch of posters about a U.S. News & World Report number one ranked hospital in Wyandotte County. And I have a hard time reconciling that the county could be at the 101st out of 101st with such a high-ranked hospital in the region. I'll take my answer off air, but how do the guests reconcile that discrepancy?
That's interesting, Mark. And I assume Mark is talking about the KU Medical Center, Brian.
Absolutely, KU is. And I think having it there and having access to it are two separate issues. It is the number one rated hospital, but there are a lot of people in every community who don't have access to medical care, either by virtue of insurance, by virtue of
by lacking
proximity.
Insurance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By lacking insurance, by lacking the ability to pay, by virtue of being close or not being far away from that. So having it is a start, but giving our citizens access to that excellent care is the necessary finishing step.
Alex Smith.
Well, I think something that's also important to think about with a big hospital in KU is that there are a lot of specialists who work there. I mean, a lot of what KU does is really high-end care and, you know, treatment of diseases, surgeries, things like that. And health experts say that what's really needed in Wyandotte County is more just primary care. I mean, just more basic kind of checkups, things like that. And that's not necessarily what a hospital does or what they do best. And even people at KU will say that we need more of these primary care doctors, more family care doctors out there to help us do what we're doing, so people don't wind up here in our emergency room.
Go ahead, James.
I was going to say, you know, so much of what determines health is really, it's not about hospitals or access to primary care. It's what you do every day. Do you live in a neighborhood where you can walk? Do you live in a neighborhood that has a high crime rate? These things are really huge when it comes to people's daily activities. And if you live in a place where you can't get exercise, your health is not likely to be very, very good. And that's when people end up in the hospital. The goal of public health really is to try to create conditions for people to live healthy lives so that they don't have to seek primary care.
Let's talk about two of the factors that you just raised, James. Access to parks, for instance, access to primary care doctors. You know, Alex, you talked about both of those issues as you did your stories here. What about primary care doctors and the number of those that are available in Wyandotte County versus the number available in Johnson County?
Well, a lot of that comes down to, well, I guess I should start by saying that Johnson County has twice the number of primary care doctors per person that Wyandotte County
twice
does.
The number.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, a lot of it comes down to just financial incentives. I mean, people who do this kind of basic health care that is needed make the least money of all health care providers. On top of that, Medicaid and Medicare pay doctors less, a lot less in many cases, for treating patients than private insurance. So if you're a young doctor trying to think about where to practice, you look at Wyandotte County with a lot of Medicaid and Medicare and uninsured patients, and it can really seem, I mean, almost like this is a, do I really want to set up shop here? Am I taking a big risk compared to a place like Johnson County?
Brian McKiernan, you got a problem.
Maybe we do and maybe we don't. So when you dive into the data, there is twice the number of physicians per population in Johnson County as there is in Wyandotte County. But Wyandotte County's number actually ends up being pretty close to the average for all counties in Kansas.
Hmm.
The disparity exists because Johnson County is so far above average in terms of physicians per population within the state. So in terms of how much primary care physicians drive our poor health score, they really don't drive it very much at all.
So anecdotally, though, what do you hear about availability of doctors when you talk to your residents? Can they get in to see the doc or not?
Now, anecdotally, there are the disparity that Alex points out presents a very real, very concrete barrier for some people, at least, to access health care. Mm-hmm. And there is no doubt about it that there is a shortage, especially in some of the poorer neighborhoods and poorer areas of the city. There is a difficulty in getting to and paying for health care from a primary care physician.
And so as a leader of Wyandotte County then, Brian, what can you do about that?
Part of that, I think we're going to have
the all-powerful Brian McKeon.
Yeah,
what can
right.
you do about that?
Just, that's right.
Yeah, stand up and go fix it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, certainly we're going to have to do a number of things. And part of it is our partnership with medical schools. And Alex did a great job in his article about pointing out how some medical schools are encouraging or incentivizing primary care practice in either rural or poor urban areas.
Yes.
That would be one way that we could do it. I think there are probably things that we can do at the county level to be better partners with those physicians who choose to practice in our county, especially those who choose to practice for those patients who may not have full health care coverage, who may be on Medicaid.
But as you point out, Alex, when you know some doctors get paid X amount of dollars and other doctors like primary care docs get paid far less, that's an issue that plagues the medical profession not only in Wyandotte County but everywhere across the country.
Oh, that's true. And I mean, just to kind of follow up on the commissioner's point, I mean, there are plenty of places in Kansas. And in fact, rural areas have it much worse than Wyandotte County or a lot of the Kansas City area. I mean, just in a lot of places where there are people who are older, people who have lower income, this is just a problem of getting people incentivized to come out there.
James?
You know, in very general terms, the solution to improving public health in Wyandotte County is really no different than it is in Johnson County. You can't just put it on the public health department to fix the problem. You've got to have the public health department working with the elected leadership, working with the private sector, working with faith communities to identify the folks who need the help and to provide interventions that are going to improve the quality of their lives. And so it's really a coalition approach.
You get a sense that in Wyandotte County, James, that coalition approach is underway. To what extent is it underway in Johnson County?
Well, we have a number of partners that we meet with on a regular basis to address the priorities in our community health assessment. So that is a part of the approach that we're taking.
Okay. We go back to some phone calls here, and Larry from Overland Park. Larry, you're on Up to Date. We're talking about health challenges in WICO and JOCO. Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. I've lived in both counties. Currently, I'm living in Johnson County, and within 10 minutes of me, there are four hospitals. Emergency rooms are available. At KU, my mother was recently refused admittance from an ambulance because they had no more room. And physicians tend to go where the hospitals are, and I think that's one of the big problems, that Wyandotte County does not have the hospitals that Johnson County has.
Is that true, Brian?
It absolutely is. In my particular commission district, so I have the downtown and the neighborhoods just west and just south of downtown, mm-hmm. when I was growing up, there were three hospitals in my commission district, Bethany, Providence, and St. Margaret's. Today, there are none.
Wow. And they left because...
I don't really know the reasons for sure, but I'm going to assume that they left because they couldn't make the finances work.
Yeah. Larry, that seems to speak to what you're talking about.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much, Larry.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Well, we haven't gotten to another aspect of all this, which is we've referred to it. Alex, you talked about parkland and available parks for people to go hang out in and exercise in and enjoy some fresh air. What did you find there?
Well, the county is trying to get people to be more physically active. I mean, that's a key component to health, but it's expensive to join a gym or a fitness class. In a lot of cases, sometimes hard to find one. So health experts say that parks offer a really great free alternative. And while doing this series, I found that Kansas City, Kansas, really, I mean, 100 years ago had an amazing park system. I mean, one that really was a model for the rest of the country. But just due to the economic decline, that kind of fell by the wayside, and the Parks Department Department was even eliminated in the 90s. I mean, they've brought back the Parks Department just in the past few years, and are really looking at it as a tool, I guess, to really improve health, and they've got some pretty big, ambitious plans to do that.
Hey, you found, even in doing your story, that you drove around some Johnson County parks and drove over to Wyandotte County. What was the difference? What did you see?
Well, I mean, Johnson County, just because, again, of economics, has really been able to do a lot to keep parks up to date, to change the kind of facilities to fit, you know, what people need. Wyandotte County, on the other hand, again, because of this decline, a lot of those parks have been neglected. And, you know, people say that, you know, back again in the 90s, maybe even the early 2000s, parks were even considered pretty dangerous places where there might be drug activity or violence or things. And so there's really an effort underway to kind of reclaim those parks for the people.
James, are you satisfied with the park availability in Johnson County?
Well, it doesn't really matter if I'm satisfied. We do surveys and of our residents, and they're clearly very satisfied with the park system.
You know, Brian, we were talking, you know, the mayor and the commission is working mightily to begin to change this dynamic a little bit. You're looking at something called the Healthy Campus downtown at 10th and...
Roughly 10th in Minnesota.
10th in Minnesota, right? How's that progressing? Where are you with that?
Slow but incremental progress on that. And it's a wonderful concept in that it not only includes formal access to exercise opportunities through a community center, but also the more informal, as Alex pointed out, through the park system. So it contemplates expanding green space and providing more space for people to be active without necessarily joining a club or joining a community center.
Mm-hmm. But there's going to be a club there when it's completed.
There will be an expand. Yes, the YMCA is projected to be there. So there will be that opportunity for those formal exercise opportunities. But with the additional green space, with the additional trails, also the opportunity for additional, just whenever you want to, informal opportunities.
The challenge right now to get this thing off the ground is simply raising some private capital, if I understand correctly.
That pretty much really does boil it down in terms of the barrier that we're facing.
And you're coming. You're making progress.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So what would, so just wrap this conversation up, James, what would success look like in terms of the challenges facing Johnson County? What's sort of next on your to-do list right now?
Well, the Board of County Commissioners has identified addressing poverty as its number one strategic priority. So that's a key element. I mean, if we can nip away at that problem, then the public health issue starts looking a lot better. From our department's perspective, we need to continue implementing the programs that we have now. We need to look for ways to use our resources more effectively by doing continuous quality improvement and figuring out, are the interventions that we're doing now working? If not, how can we change them to make them even better?
Yeah. How about, what does success look like in Wyandotte County, Brian, the next 3 years?
I think it looks exactly the same as it does in Johnson County. As we talked about before, to use the economic growth that we've had over the past 10 years, continue that, and let that be the driver of lowering the rate of poverty across the entire county. That, lowering the poverty rate, increasing the employment of our citizens, I think will lead to, or at least synergize with, improving the health of our county.
And you do have that financial windfall that's coming up online, but later on this year, as a result of paying off bonds for development in Western Wyandotte County, that's a little pot of money that might help some of these things.
It absolutely could. $12 million out of a $300 million budget is really small, but it does give us the opportunities to strategically place some of those dollars to try to get at some of these very factors we're talking about.
Okay, I want to thank Brian McKiernan from Wyandotte County, James Yorkie, Deputy Director of the Johnson County Department of Health and Environment, Alex Smith, health reporter for KCUR. Thanks for the good conversation, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it
you.
Very much.